There's no stapler! I want my stapler! Stapler! And...
Welcome to the Simpleton Review. We are so glad you're here, and we appreciate you stopping by, even if it's for 20 seconds, which most of you just normally say, wow, this is a piece of shit, and you move on. It's fine. It's fine. I totally get it. It's okay. I'm not that great. The rest of them, they're fantastic. Me, I'm the host, but I suck. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. I'm totally fine. All right, this time we're going to be talking about The Conference. It's a movie on Netflix, and I got to cough for a second, of course. Okay.
Every time.
The movie is called...
Simpleton's bingo Conference. Right there.
What'd you say?
Simpleton's bingo right there, Nate coughing.
Heck yeah. Yeah, that's when you have to do a drinking game.
Oh, true.
All right, The Conference is a team-building conference for municipal employees. Turns into a nightmare when accusations of corruption begin to circulate and plague the work environment. At the same time, a mysterious figure begins murdering the participants. Then it has, keywords. The keywords are like male nudity, slasher comedy, killer, terror, plague, ragtag. Characters killed one by one. Characters murdered one by one. European horror.
European horror.
All right, so let's talk about The Conference. Who wants to go first? You know what, I'm going to pick on you first. Why don't you tell us what you thought, since it was your pick, about The Conference?
Well, it felt like mostly a stereotypical slasher movie where there's a random person who just kills everybody for, like, no reason. Except there is a reason, you just don't find out till later. Also, not everybody dies, which I guess was kind of a nice change of pace. But none of the characters were particularly likable in this movie. Not a single one.
I don't think they were meant to be.
Yeah, it was...
That's why you were at a conference.
Yeah. And I'm assuming it was meant to be like some sort of like a satire on things, but I don't think I fully understood the humor, if I'm being honest.
Okay. All right, Trista, how about you?
Well, I don't know what Lem's talking about. I thought this one was a blast.
Okay.
It was an absolute blast. Yeah, it's super corny, and like, I think it's intentionally silly because, I don't know, the humor of it, like the one lady in it talking through the conference, she sounds like a proper company infomercial the entire time until she's killed. I thought it was wonderful. It was just so silly. I'm laughing the whole time. They did get me on a few of the gory bits, like the one guy's scalp just being detached. I was laughing when he was like picking at it and stuff. I was just like, no, what?
You were laughing. Okay, well, what about the very end? Were you laughing then?
No, the ending was a little lacking for me, I will admit. I felt like they could have done something more with it because it kind of just drops off in the last 10 minutes or so, which was kind of a shame because I was really like looking forward to some like really dramatic ending with it, and it just didn't happen. I kind of like the humor of it. I liked how ridiculous. I just found it super fun.
I'm gonna agree with you there because I grew up on these things, you know, Friday the 13th, you know, all the slasher flicks, and it was good fun. I like that they brought it to like a mixture of The Office and like a dramatic office versus a comedy office, more like what is it, Office Space? If you've seen the film there, where it's still kind of funny, but they really do pick on everything like really harshly, and they did that throughout the conference. And, you know, you could want to cut a piece of cake, too, but, you know, I did like that they started with the camp staff first. Got them all. Like, just nailed everybody. It was like, it's all done. Now we'll take everybody else that is important. I did think that, I pretty much think that they left people behind because they ran out of money for the budget. Like, otherwise they would have had everybody murdered by the end.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay, folks. I'm still here.
You good over there? You look like you're struggling. You know? You look like you're in an earthquake right now.
Life is a struggle. That's all I'm going to say. Life is a struggle. All right, keep on talking. Has everybody said their two cents? It's my turn, isn't it? Here,
mm-hmm. It's your turn.
Have fun.
After you're done suffering through an earthquake over there, yeah.
Wow, the way that light is shining on my glasses makes me look evil.
Batman. That
makes it more appropriate for this film.
There we go. How about that?
so much.
So let me tell you about the conference, because these guys have no idea what they're talking about. I will tell you the true story about the conference. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's a joke. But what I did find interesting is it was interesting to find to see a horror movie from a different cultural perspective, I guess, because almost all the horror movies we almost always see are from an American perspective, and it has the same tropes over and over and over and over again, right? Whether you're watching Halloween or you're watching Friday the 13th or you're watching Nightmare on Elm Street or whatever, it's always like, okay, they're a bunch of teenagers, they have sex, they die. That's pretty much a horror movie in America, is that not? I mean, almost every horror movie ever made is generally sexual in nature. It's this weird thing that always goes on. This one, there was a little bit, but it wasn't much. And the biggest one was the guy, the antagonist of the group, you know, and he's like standing in front of a mirror naked because he thought he was really cool or something. I don't know what it was, but I did appreciate the fact that the people that you thought maybe were going to get like just totally offed at the very beginning or quickly were the ones that ended up surviving the entire movie. I also appreciated the fact that not everybody died. That's a change of pace, because it's always, you know, in an American horror movie, it's always one person survives, you know, and then sometimes they don't even survive because you think they survived, and then the last second of the movie before the credit rolls, the bad guy jumps out of nowhere and kills that person or whatever, right? Very cliche, very tropish and formulaic. And this one had some formula. I thought the gore was interesting. I mean, I don't know if it was necessarily over the top, but it was definitely weird. Like, their cut sequences, the way they cut to different scenes was interesting as well. And, I mean, you could tell that they had...